And this was their greatest achievement, the legendary temple complex of Angkor.
You get a real sense of the age of this place here. This was built over 1,200 years ago. In a few places, like here, you can see it's showing the age, like the faces have all gone, but look at this. That looks as if it could have been carved just yesterday.
Angkor was built to honour the Hindu gods, and it symbolised the extraordinary success of the Khmers.
In a way, this place is a monument to something else. The Khmer's ability to harness the power of the monsoon.
The Khmer's were first drawn to this region by the Tonle Sap Lake and the river that feeds it. Today it's home to a floating permanent community, replete with all the necessary amenities.
All life here has lived on the river. The whole village, houses, shops, churches, schools, everything. A hardware store. Everybody's watching telly, they're all watching soap operas. Or just chilling out.
People settle here today for the same reason the Khmers did over 1,000 years ago. The unusual behaviour of the lake around monsoon time.
Each year when the monsoon rains fall, the land around here just can't drain fast enough. And this lake, Tonle Sap, swells enormously. It more than trebles in size, becoming the largest freshwater lake in Southeast Asia.
And every year, the water brings with it a spectacular bounty.
Fish, loads of them. Nibbling away at their toes in this murky water.
So many that when it floods, the Tonle Sap Lake becomes the richest source of freshwater fish in the world. Back in the 9th century, the Khmers realised that this annual influx of fish and water offered a glittering opportunity. They set about building a fishing industry here, and with the profits, they built the temples of Angkor.